Good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of your daily news podcast, News on the Go. And this is your host, Ashwin. How's it going, people? How's Monday morning treating you guys? It's always the worst day for me just to get out of the weekend, back in the week. Five more days to really go through. Anyway, on the 27th of March, we have a lot happening. India's railway is setting up Wi-Fi kiosks at 500 railway stations. ISIS's capital could flood. Rex Tillerson goes to Turkey. Beijing win Hong Kong elections. And Ed Sheeran kisses British comedian during a charity show. Indian Railways to set up Wi-Fi kiosks at 500 railway stations. Aiming to provide connectivity in remote areas, the Indian Railways will set up Wi-Fi hotspots kiosks at about 500 stations. Named RailWire Sathi, the Wi-Fi kiosks will enable people to use services like e-commerce, online banking, e-ticketing for train services and bus services, among others. RailTel, the telecom arm of Indian Railways, would execute the scheme across the country. Next piece on the news is that ISIS capital could flood. Late Sunday night local time, a US-led coalition of forces announced they'd taken the Taqba military airbase, or Tabqa it's called, from ISIS fighters in northern Syria. Nearby the airport is the Tabqa Dam on the Euphrates River, which ISIS still controls and currently says is at risk of collapse because of the US-led airstrikes on the region. Rex Tillerson goes to Turkey. The US Secretary of State's meetings with senior officials in Ankara, which is the capital of Turkey, could impact what comes next in Raqqa. Turkey wants the US to drop its military alliance with the Syrian Kurdish militia, which I just earlier spoke about. But the US sees the Kurds as essential in its efforts to drive ISIS out of its de facto capital in Syria. So yes, the US is backing a military force that is basically Arab and Kurdish. Yes, that's a coalition that the US is backing to kind of fight the ISIS. But Turkey wants them to stop that support because they feel that the ISIS is actually going to increase its attacks, knowing that the US is against them. That's that. Beijing won Hong Kong's elections. Carrie Lim, viewed as Beijing's favorite, became Hong Kong's first female chief executive. Before the election, her opponent John Tsang had a strong lead in public polls. So how would he lose in case he had a strong public support? Well, in Hong Kong, it's the elections are really weird, right? The public doesn't vote. It's the 1,194 electors of nearly 3.8 million registered voters who get to cast their vote in leadership elections. So even if the public supports you and the leadership doesn't, you will not be able to make it. And that's what happens to John Tsang. Not sure if it's a he or a she, but that person has lost. And Carrie Lim, who was viewed as Beijing's favorite, kind of wins the election, yes. So she became the first chief executive of Hong Kong. Last piece on the news today is that Ed Sheeran kisses a British comedian during a charity show. Singer Ed Sheeran kissed British comedian Greg Davies on the lips during a charity show. Comedians Miranda Hart and Rob Beckett appeared on stage following Sheeran's live performance. Miranda then said that the rules demand that Sheeran had to kiss the tallest host of the night, after which Greg came on stage and kissed Ed Sheeran. Well, that's some sight. Because Ed Sheeran's actually like a little tiny. When he was kissing Greg, it was like poles apart in terms of the height. I'm not sure how his girlfriend's going to react to that. Oh yes, Ed Sheeran has a girlfriend. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 27th of March, I'm leaving you with the Fast Car remix of Jonas Blue and Dakota. You guys have a great Monday and a great start to the week. I will see you tomorrow at the same time. It's your host Ashwin signing off on his podcast News on the Go, your daily dose of news.